Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. Adonai Nisi, the Lord our banner, we raise you up today, Lord, and we ask you to be in everything we do and say. The Lord says, I am God, and there is no other, and I rule and reign. I called forth everything. Everything is under my voice. I am here. Amen. El Shaddai will not send you where his word cannot carry you. So, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone you have placed under the sound of my voice. I ask you to protect and keep them according to your power that is at work in them. Holy Spirit, I ask you to take root downward and bear fruit upward in us today. To those who want to receive it, I release the Holy Spirit of healing. Jesus took every sickness, so I don't need to name the sickness that you want to be healed from. You claim healing in whatever area you need it. That acknowledges that you recognize that ungodly spirit of sickness and that you rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of the cross. Be ye made whole in your body, and be ye made whole in your mind. The Lord has told me to take us back to the cross, to the place of public defeat of the enemy, the final place where priceless blood, sinless blood, poured out of a priceless sacrifice for the removal of sins, whereby his stripes we are healed. Wikipedia describes healing as, healing is the process of the restoration of health from an unbalanced, diseased, damaged, or unvitalized organism. Jesus brought forth healing wherever he went. Listen and let the word himself speak to you. Jesus wants you to hear these words of healing. We start with Matthew chapter 20, verse 30. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, What will ye that I shall do unto you? They said unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Hallelujah. Let these words, let the word himself speak to you. I pray these words will stir your spirit. Luke chapter 7, verse 11. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Just listen to these words of healing and let them stir your spirit. You are listening to the word, to the healer himself. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 6. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when ye go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. This is the word that the Lord has preserved for us to hear, for us to read, for us to know about healing. So, I hope those scriptures stirred your spirit. The healer wants you to hear these words of healing. He himself will speak to you. I say again, be ye made whole in your mind. Be ye made whole in your body. Be ye made whole in your spirit. And he gave us an example of each one of those in the scriptures we read just now. So hallelujah. Lord, we live by the hunger that you put in us. Can you say with me, Lord, increase my hunger for you. Let's say it again. Lord Jesus, increase my hunger for you. Amen. So I continued with my time with the Lord, and may I share with you the word that the Lord gave me. The Lord said, You will know that you know that you know what God is. You will be rooted and grounded, fixed and stable, believing God, not man, looking to God, not man, standing sure-footed with your belly full, shoulders back, eyes on Jesus, ready to do God's will. So eat of me, drink of me, continually, continually. And my answer is, Holy Spirit, bring me, draw me, enable me, keep me hearing your truth and following you. Let my will be your will. Thank you for using me, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. You know, angels are waiting to hear the word of God that comes out of your mouth so that they can perform it. You know the scripture that says that. Angels are waiting to hear the word of God that comes out of your mouth so that they can perform it. So let's say that. Let's say it when we say that thy kingdom come and thy will be done. When we say it in the Lord's Prayer. Let's say the Lord's Prayer from the beginning to end, lest we forget. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I truly hope you said that off by heart, because the Lord has encouraged us so many times to learn it. I would just remind you, from the beginning, our Father, have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Then you are an heir with Jesus, and God is your Father. God is creator of all things, but he is Father to those who belong to him. So we say, our Father, who art in heaven. We say who art in heaven to clarify we are speaking to our spiritual father. And then we say, hallowed be thy name. Holy, holy, holy is thy name. And this is what we have been living through for the past year, and we are still living through it now. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is a battle cry. That is what the enemy does not want us to say right now. So we make it a declaration. Heavenly Father, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Let's say that again. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, I truly hope that you could have used the word our Father who art in heaven. Like I said, if you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you are an heir with Jesus and God is your Father. If you have not accepted Jesus into your life and would like to do so right now, may I encourage you to say these words. Dear Lord Jesus, I have heard that you are the Son of God and that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sins. I believe that is true. And I ask you right now, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I repent of them. I say I am sorry. I turn away from them. I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, and be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me. Fill me completely, leaving no room for the enemy. And Holy Spirit, show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah. This is one of the most exciting times to be alive. There has never been such a time as this. There will never be another time such as this. We are living Scripture, the scripture that the Lord has given us. We are living. So hold on to every scripture that the Lord gave you. Hold on to everything you remember. Every scripture you remember, every word is a slice into the enemy, and the scriptures cut him asunder. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485.